The Roaring Fork Valley is seeing its worst rates of COVID-19 since the pandemic began 9 months ago. Now with the holidays and winter months coming up, Alex Hager reports hospitals in the region are bracing for things to get worse.
The days are shorter, the air is colder, and the pandemic road ahead is looking grim. Aspen Valley Hospital CEO Dave Ressler says it's like seeing a storm approaching on the horizon.
We're absolutely concerned that as the virus continues to spread and the incidence rate climbs, that we are going to be seeing hospitalizations that at some point are going to overwhelm local hospitals, perhaps regions, and perhaps the state.
That's a reality that's left Ressler and AVH feeling tense and frustrated. The latter, he says, is a feeling that some virus transmission is preventable, and it's not being prevented as people get tired of dealing with a pandemic that just won't go away.
This really isn't necessarily about good people and bad people. It's about dealing with the realities of a very trying situation.
But the longer and more severely this virus sticks around, it'll dig into hospitals' ability to take care of people across the board. If Aspen Valley gets busy enough, that'll mean some really tough decisions, like canceling surgeries and necessary screenings like mammograms.
There's a reason we do stuff in healthcare. And when you have to make those difficult decisions to say, we're not going to do them so that we can take care of our COVID patients and keep the virus out of the hospital, those are gut-wrenching. And they're tactical, they're important, they have to be made, but they're gut-wrenching. So that's what keeps me up at night.
Hospitals and experts everywhere are losing sleep over what might happen in the next few months as family gatherings for the holidays could spread the virus and make things worse. While the future holds a lot of scary possibilities, there may be a silver lining in how far hospitals have come. Through the many months of the pandemic, care has gotten better. Just ask David Brooks, the chief medical officer at Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs.
COVID has been a continual process of learning, evolution, improving what we're doing, reflecting, and moving forward. And so across the whole system, we've evolved for better care, more efficient care, safer care, better care for our community.
That means a lot of things. Doctors know when to use a ventilator. They have new drugs for treating COVID symptoms. It's a bunch of small steps in day-to-day care that means patients will end up feeling better. But one thing that hasn't changed, a lot of hospitals, especially rural ones, will need to transfer patients away to facilities that can give them a higher level of care. But with COVID rates rising all over the region, what if there's nowhere for them to go?
There is always the hypothetical situation, which hopefully we never get to, where there simply is nowhere to transfer to in the whole state or the country. That has always been our biggest concern.
Brooks says that's not likely, but the hospitals that usually take patients from the Roaring Fork Valley, the hospitals in Grand Junction and on the Front Range, they're seeing plenty of patients in their own backyards. So there's a statewide system being set up right now to address that problem head on. Here's Kara Welch.
It gives us a way to use data and a process that makes sure that patients are moved to places where they can get the right level of care and that our hospitals then don't reach further capacity issues or it doesn't further exasperate any capacity issues.
Welch is a spokeswoman for the Colorado Hospital Association. That group has drawn up a routing center that simplifies the transfer process. Previously, transfers would start with a direct call from one hospital to another, but now requests for transfer get put into a statewide system and a team of experts figures out the best place to send a patient. It's not up and running yet, but it could be put into motion as soon as it's needed. And it could mean patients leaving hospitals in urban centers and coming to a place like Aspen.
As patients start to get better, but still need some hospitalization before they're ready for discharge, we may be moving some of those patients back out. And those may go like to some of our rural hospitals where they can still receive excellent medical care, but may not need to be in an ICU bed.
And with the track we're on right now, the coming months could mean a lot more people in ICU beds across the state. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.